Morning, Boker Tov. Today's office, Ramas Daf Kufyud Gimel. Ramas Kufyud Gimel. We are a little bit behind. We left off in the Mishnah, Kufyud Beis and Beis. We started the Mishnah. We are roughly about 12 lines down into the Mishnah. We're going to pick it up from, again, maybe about 10 lines into the wide lines, maybe a little less. The fifth word on the line is Beis Achen Charashan. We're going to pick it up from over there, Beis Achen Charashan. Just to quickly go over the first part of the Mishnah we read yesterday, the Mishnah described that a Chavish that marries a Pekachas, or Pekach that marries a Charashas, the idea is that since the marriage itself is Rabbanan over there, because the one party is a Cherish or Chereshes. Therefore, they're able to have a get over there. Why? Because just like they get married Bermiza, they can get divorced Bermiza. Whereas, a Pekach that married a Pekachas, and then she became a Chereshes, so the lach is, over there you can still do a get. The marriage is a full-fledged marriage of Raisa. You can still do a get because she does not need das. That's the most ultimate, the Mishnah's explanation. Well, she doesn't need das to accept the get because she has get Bakarachai. Whereas if you have a competent couple that gets married, and then he becomes la bar das, whether he becomes a sheit or a cherish, he cannot give her a get because he needs to have das in order to be meitzer, because he can't be meitzi, a get from a man. He can't make him divorce his wife. In one case we said was even if he was competent and she wasn't because she became a shaita, over there the Mishnah said that he cannot give her a get, and the Mar is going to explain why. We spoke it out because there's a concern of being nay with her, a minig of hefker. Okay, that's a quick synopsis of what we had yesterday. Now, the Mishnah is going to go through a whole series of cases now between different combinations of men and women that are both pikeah, competent, or they're not competent, either because they're shaita or because they're cherish. And the combination is going to consist of, again, all the variables we have: two brothers, two sisters, or two brothers, and two nachris, all the different scenarios, how it plays out, depending on who's a cherish and who's a pekach. Again, it's all pretty much simple math. There's no real significant, I don't want to say there's no huge chedushim. There's nothing that's really complicated here. The basic premises are that when everyone's competent, it's a marriage d'oraisa. When one of the parties are not competent, it's a marriage that's only d'rabbanan. A cherish cannot give a get. A cherish cannot do chalitza, but a chereshes can receive a get, and a chereshes cannot receive chalitza either. But a chereshes could receive a get. A sheita isha cannot receive a get, but she could receive chalitza. That's the basic ideas that and a chereshes can do. She can be taken in yibam. I think it pretty much summarizes all the basic info that's going to come up in these cheshbonos, but it's pretty self-explanatory as we go through the Mishnah. So again, Shnei Achen Charashas, just doing Shnei Achen, we're picking up about 10 lines into the Mishnah, maybe drop more, it's like this fifth word of the line. Beis Achen Charashas, just doing the Beis Achen Charashas. You have two brothers that are Charashas, married to two sisters that are Charashas. These are clearly two marriages that are fully drabanan, and it's brothers and sisters. Even if the two women were both pichas, two sisters were pichas, doesn't matter. It's still marriage drabanan because the brothers were Charashas. Or flip it. Or the case was, you have two brothers that are still Charashas. That's why the marriage is going to be drabanan no matter what. And one of the wives, one of the sisters were Charashas, one of the sisters were pichas. This is what I meant when I said flip it. Or the case is that the two girls, the sisters were Charashas, and they have two brothers. Either the brothers were Pichin, or the brothers were Charashin, or two brothers, one of them is a Charash, one of them is a Pichin. The bottom line is you have two brothers, two sisters that are married to each other, that are married respectively, brother to sister, brother to sister, and the marriage is for sure their bottom, because in every scenario, one of the parties of the brother, of the husband and wife, are Cherish. What's the halacha? Harei lepaturim and achlitzim and yibam. In all these cases, if any of the brothers die, the brother, the yavam, who's the remaining brother, is pater, is no mitzvah yibam on the almana, on the widow, because it's achasisha. The marriage, each one's current marriage is drabanan. So let's say the remaining brother and his wife are married on a rabbinic level, and the yibam that's falling to them from the sister is drabanan. So you have a regular of achasisha, and it's pater. The point is, as opposed to the yibam that's falling, being a deraisa, and the marriage only being a drabanan, where the yibam would cause that the marriage itself has to be dissolved via get, and then they would still have to chalitza because there was midrabanan achasisha, but that was because of an issue. Over here in our case, all the marriages are drabanan, and therefore the regular din of achasisha, false yibam, is exempt, is going to apply. Says the Mishnah further. Now, what if these two women, in all the cases that we had above, were not related? What if they weren't related? Then you can't sue. Then you could do Yibam. And if you want to divorce, Yetzi, you could divorce. Why? Very simple. We have two marriages, Drabbanan. One of the husbands died without, the husbands are brothers. One of the husbands died without children. His wife falls says, brother, to Yibam. In this last scenario, the wives were not sisters, so you could do Yibam, and you could do Chalitza. Why could you do Chalitza? L'chaira, in some of the cases, the husband's L'chairish, because the Maisa, all the marriages were Drabbanan, and the Yibam is really a Yibam level of Drabbanan. So we know, he said, that if the marriage was B'derech Drabbanan, you could always have a get on that same level as well. That's not a concern. The only issue was, if the marriage is Daraisa, for a non-competent person to do give a get after on a drastic marriage, that's a problem. But if a marriage is off the Drabbanan, a get is still an option. Even though he potentially is a cherish, it's one of the scenarios there. Still, again, is a viable option. And the chiddush of here is even if it fell from a yibam, again, it fell from a yibam of rabbinic marriage, and vayitu. Therefore, you can't sue and gets an option. Next set of cases: shniach and a cherish v'chach b'keach. You have two brothers. In this case, you have two brothers. One of the brothers is a cherish. One of them is a b'keach. Nisul shniach chayes because they're married to two sisters that are b'keach. So again, we're going back to the case we married to sisters. One of the sisters is b'keach, so which means they have a b'keach married to b'keach. That's one brother's married, who's a Pekach, married to Pekach, that's a marriage to Raisa. The other brother was a Cherish, married to, even though he's married to Pekachas, still only married to Rabbanan because he was a Cherish. Meis Cherish by Pekachas, if the Cherish dies, he was married to Pekachas, his marriage is only to Rabbanan, so his wife falls on a rabbinic level to Yibam, to the remaining brother. Mayas Pekach by Pekachas, what should he do? Nothing. Teitzei Mishamachas Isha. He doesn't have to do anything because the remaining brother is married a deristic marriage to the sister. That's a classic case of achazisha, and therefore the almana, who was only married to a rabbinic marriage anyway, is exempt from ibam. However, what if it's the flip side? What if the deristic marriage falls apart, meaning the husband of the who's a pekech, who's married deraisa, his wife is pekech, he dies. Now there's a mitzvah of ibam deraisa falling to the cheresh, who's married to pekechas, who only married midrabanan, is married to this sister-in-law's sister. He's married to his Yivama's sister, but his marriage is only a rabbinic level marriage, and the Zika to Yibam, now is the rice to the Zika of Yibam. What happens? What does he have to do? The Cheresh, who's married to the Bekachas, he must send out his wife with a get because there's a Zika to Raisa that's causing a split, that's pushing away his ability to stay married to his wife Midrabanan, because his wife is the sister of the Yivama. But the Yivama, ironically enough, she's going to cause the rabbinic marriage to be dissolved, but she herself cannot be taken to Yibam. Why? I shouldn't say she can't be. Yes, she's asked Leilam. Why is she asked Leilam? Because Lamaisa, he was married to her sister. He was married to her sister rabbinically, so he can't go and do Yibam now, because it's Achaz Ishtai, it's Achaz Grusha. Actually, once it does Gershon, it's Achaz Grushasai. But the point is, it's the sister of his wife or ex-wife, even though it's rabbinic level, that prohibits him from doing Yibam. He can't do Chalitza, because he's a Cherish. A Cherish can't do Chalitza. So this woman, Nebuchadnezzar, is going to be stuck forever. Shnei Pichon, again, all the variables that we've discussed, meaning all the plugins are the same about a Cherish not being able to give a get, or do Chalitza, about marriage, Drabbanan, marriage, right? So we're just plugging in all these dinim in different scenarios. Shnei Achim Pichon, Nezun Shnei Achayis. You have two brothers that Pichon married to two sisters. Achas Cheresh and Achim Pichachas. This is the opposite. Okay? Both the brothers are competent, and the wives, sisters, one is competent, one is not. So again, one's a marriage to a Raisa, Pikich to Pikachas, one's a marriage to a Banan, a Pikich to a Chereshas. Meis Pikich Ba Chereshas, if the husband of the Chereshas, but that's the rabbinic marriage, if he dies, so the Chereshas falls to the Yibam, to her sister's husband, she's Pat from Yibam. Meis Pikich Ba Chereshas, nothing. Teitzim Shem Achasisha, you don't do anything, because she's a Achasisha, falling to Yibam, there's no mitzvah of Yibam, and the Zik is only to a Banan, and the marriage she's falling to is to Raisa, so she's totally out of the picture, no problem. She's mutter to go married to the shuk. What if it's the opposite scenario? Meis pikach b'pekachas. What if the pikach b'pekachas, the deraisa marriage, the husband dies, and the sister who is married with deraisa falls to her brother-in-law who has a rabbinic marriage to her sister? Mayas pikach b'pekachas. What should the pikach b'pekachas do to his brother's wife? There's a zika deraisa, and his rabbinic marriage is creating a shter. Again, meitzes ishtu get. He's forced to divorce his own wife for the get because. The Zika Deraisa supersedes his rabbinic marriage to the sister. However, over here, he can't do Yibam to his sister-in-law, even if he divorces his wife, because she's a Chayis Grushasai on a rabbinic level. But there is an option, he could do Chalitza. He's a Pekach and she's a Pekachas. Chalitza is an option. That's Eishas Ach B'Chalitza. He can get rid of his brother's wife, Chalitza. So he's got to divorce his wife. He sets his brother's wife free with Chalitza. He's out of both wives, but at least both now are mutter to go marry other people. Shneach and Echachesh Pekach. If you have two brothers, one is a Cherish, one is a Pekach, one's competent, and one's deaf mute. Nesun L'Shneach Chayis. Echach Chashu Rav Gachas, married two sisters. They're married to two sisters. One is the deaf mute and one is competent. We assume, we take for granted, obviously, that the Pikeach is marrying the Pikachas, but that the two mentally competent people are being married, and the two deaf mutes are being married. So the two deaf mutes, obviously, their marriage is rabbinic. The two Pikachas, the marriage is Deraisa. What happens if his mace Cheresh Bachereshas? If the Cheresh, the husband of the Cheresh, dies without children, Ma Yasa Pikeach, that's the marriage Drabanan, Ma Yasa Pikeach Ba Pikachas, what should the Pikeach, who's married to Pikachas, do? To the sister of the felt yibam, of course we know the answer is nothing, because her sister is married deraisa to this yavam. Teisim shebachazisha, meis pikach ba pikachas. But what if the pikeach who's married to pikachas dies? That marriage deraisa, husband dies, the brother dies, live without children. She falls deraistic level of yibam. She falls zikas yibam to the brother who's a cherish married to cherashas. Remember, cherish can't do chalitza or anything. Ma'aseh cherish ba cherashas, might his sister beget. So interesting enough, he has to give his wife a get. A cherish we say can't give a get to a for a deraistic marriage, for a marriage that he did derabbanan, which is in the marriage he's doing to his cherashas wife. He could give a get, just like he went in Bermiza, we said he can go up Bermiza. He's forced to give his own wife a get because there's a zika deraisa to this wife's sister. She felt him to yibam, so he's got to divorce his own wife. But his brother's wife is going to be usher forever because he can't do chalitza to her. He can't do chalitza because he's a cherish, of course, and he can't do yibam because she's still the sister of his ex-wife. Even if it's a rabbinic wife, she's the sister of his achayis grushas on a rabbinic level. Shnei achin cherish, vechad pikeach. Two brothers. One is a echad cherish, vechad pikeach. One is a cherish, and one is a pikeach. Now they're married to non-related women. They're married to two women, and both are pikchin. Of course, the cherish's marriage is drabanan. The pikich's marriage is deraisa. Meis cherish ba pikachas. If the rabbinic marriage, the cherish who's married to pikachas, if he dies, meis pikich ba pikachas. What should the pikich married to pikachas do with his brother's wife? They're not related to these two women, so he has a choice. Aichlitz amyabim. This competent brother who's a yavam, he can do chalitza or yibam. He's able to chalitza because he's competent. He's able to yibam because why not? He's able to do mitzvah yibam. Even though it's a rabbinic marriage, he can still do yibam to his brother's rabbinic wife. But what if it's the other way? What if the pikeach dies and the pikachas, his wife falls to yibam to the cherish? He has one choice. Kainis, veinam etzleilam. He could take her in yibam. He can't do chalitza because he's a cherish. And furthermore, he could take her in yibam, do yibam, but he can't even divorce her. Why can't he divorce her? We said before, cherish could divorce his wife. That's only when he married her on a rabbinic level, he can give her a rabbinic divorce. Over here, she fell to yibam from a brother. She was a pikachas, married to pikeach, who was a deraistic marriage. She felt yibam, her husband died. She felt yibam on deraistic levels of the cherish. Now when he does yibam, it's a deraistic yibam, deraistic marriage. A cherish cannot get rid of, can't give a get on a deraistic level. So they stayed married la'ilam. So she gets to stay married forever, but she's not stuck with no one, but she is going to be stuck with this, meaning she's not stuck being unmarried, but she will be stuck being married to this cherish. Shneachim pichin, two brothers that are proper bnei das. Nesul shneachim married to two non-related women. Achas pikachas v'achas cheresh. So over here, instead of the men being one a pikach, one a cheresh, here it's the woman. One's a pikachas, one's a cheresh. So again, meis pikach v'acheresh. If the pikach married the cheresh, which was again a rabbinic marriage, dies, now the cheresh cannot receive chalitza. The cheresh can't get chalitza. So mayas pikach v'pikachas. What should the pikach v'pikachas do? Kindness. Take her in yibam that he can do. And we said she can receive a get. A cheresh can receive a get. She can't receive a chalitza, but she can receive a get. Take her in a yibam, and then it's a choice to divorce her or not. But that'll be the eitzah. Stay married to her, not stay married to her. But that'll be eitzah to be matir l'shuk. Take her in marriage, and then divorce her. Meis pikach v'pikachas. If the flip side, if it was the pikach, the fully competent couple, the husband dies, not children. What should the pikeach married cheresh do? He can do whatever he wants. It's his sister-in-law falling to him from yibam on a deraisa level. He's a fully competent fellow. He can. They're not married to sisters here. They're married to an unrelated woman. He can do chalitza, so he can do yibam, whatever he wants. Shtei achen, two brothers. Achesh v'echa pikachas. Acha pikach. Two brothers, one's a cheresh, one's a pikeach. Nesul sheikh nachrius married to two women. Achas cheresh, achas pikachas. Again, you have a pikeach married to pikeach, and a cheresh married to a chereshes. Meis cheresh b'chereshes. What if the husband of the cheresh husband dies? Mayas the pikeach b'pikachas. What should the pikeach do? Over here again, be'etzem they're not related. The wives were not related, so yibam would be an option. And theoretically, chlitza would be an option for the bekef, but not for the chareshes. She can't do chlitza. So what should he do? Kindness, he takes her to Nibam, and then once he has a Nibam, he could give, once he marries her, she's a wife can receive a get, even if she's a chareshes, he can give her a get. If it's meis pekech ba'al pekachas, however, if the pekech dies, who's married to pekachas, leaving over his pekachas wife to a chairish, what happens now? She's stuck. Mayasa chairish. Bal Chareshes, what's the Chesh Bal Chareshes do? Kainis, Yibam he could do, Veinamais Leilam. But she can never get divorced. She can never get Chalitza in the first place because he's a Chareish. And even once they do Yibam, she can never get divorced because he can't give a get on a Dereis level. Her marriage, and therefore her Zika, was Dereisidic, and therefore she can never be dismissed. She could be Kainis, Nichlas in marriage, but she can't be dismissed. Again, that was a whole very elaborate Mishnah. Just going through all the various cases, the Dinim all kind of follow suit based on the general rules we gave when we started. Amar Rabbi Chama. What's the difference between the Chesh Chareshes, the Tekinim of Rabban Nesuin, or Maisha Shaita V'Shaita, the Loi Tekinim of Rabban Nesuin? Basic question. Chesh Chareshes, very clearly, we have in this whole mission, in this whole discussion, we've had a bunch of blood already, there is a marriage to Rabbanim. The Rabbanim is a marriage on a rabbinic level for Chesh Chareshes. Now, the rest of the marriage, there's a Rabbanim is a rabbinic marriage for Chesh Chareshes. Why not do the same for Shaita? Why are the Rabbanim not a second marriage for Shaita? Itanya. We're being a brisa to prove that a Shaita has no marriage. Because it says, Shaita v'kata, the Shinasunashim, a Shaita v'kata, they got married to women, umesu, and then they die. The Shasampa to her, Mechitz Menibim. We called this before this brisa. The wives are pater for Chlitz Yibam, meaning, even on a rabbinic level, there's no din of Yiba, obligation of Yibam Chlitz, because there's no marriage. Even Durabana, there's no marriage. A Katan, who tries to marry a woman, or a Shaita, this marriage it doesn't take effect even rabbinically. Why not? Answers the Gemara. Chirish v'chareshes to tekayim etekanta drabanan. A chirish v'chareshes where the rabbanan stakana will last takin rabbanan nesuin, as opposed to shaita v'shaita leikam rabbanan tekanta. The ina demar. Now this is really the crux of the answer. The ina nedar b'nachash v'chafiv achas letakin rabbanan nesuin. A chirish v'chareshes, yes, even though deraisa they're not considered fully mentally competent and therefore they can't have a marriage. Deraisa rabbanan made a tekanta they can't have a marriage because their marriage will last. There's no reason why chirish v'chareshes can't be married together for many years. Shaita literally means a meshugana. People can't live in a house. Little touches can't live in a box with a snake. But you can't live in a house with a meshugana. It's not going to last. So to make a takana that a marriage drabbanan should apply to a shaita where the marriage won't last anyway, drabbanan didn't make such a takana. Let's take a rabbanan suan. Why is the katan different? Do you like to take a rabbanan suan? Why by katan rabbanan not masakin a marriage for a katan? For chayrish, meaning a katan can still get married to raisa. But let a katan have marriage drabbanan just like a chayrish. For chayrish, take a rabbanan nesuan. Chayrish, rabbanan, we're masakin a kedushin a nesuan. Why would they not masakin a nesuan drabbanan for a katan as well? Marsha simple. Chayrish lost the chal nesuan, take a rabbanan nesuan. The Chayrish will never, he's a Chayrish, he'll never reach an age, a stage of being able to have marriage, therefore the Rabbanu Masakin for him, a marriage rabbinic at least. Katan Daslachan Nesuin, whereas Katan, who even though right now he has no marriage, Deraisa, but when he gets old, he'll marriage Deraisa, so let the kid Rabbanu Nesuin, Rabbanu Nesuin, so no need to Masakin for him in Nesuin, now that he's Katan, just wait till he gets older, he'll have a regular Deraisa to marriage, and therefore he can wait, no need to make it to Katan. In fact, the obvious question, Hare Katana, Daislachan Nesuin, is Katana, who will reach the age of Nesuin? With the kinder rabban nesuin, and the rabban nesuin masakin for a nesuin rabban in the interim till she gets older. The rabban masakin that she could have any nesuin on a rabbinic level. Of course, this is talking about where her father died, but the rabban masakin that she could have a marriage even as a ketana. Why don't we say just wait till she gets older? Gemara says we know this idea already. Hasam shenagu ba minigafker. The reason over there they have masakin marriage first because like this, people will be united with her if she's a yisema. People may more apt to be united with her minigafker. So we wanted to make sure she's protected. So the masakin that she could have a marriage rabbanon. Who maishna ketana has some. Okay, fine. Ketana is married. Drabanan, Cherish is married to Drabanan. Maisha Ketana de Mana, or Maisha Cherish de Mana. Why by a Ketana is she able to be Mamayan? She can opt out of her marriage. And why by Chereshes, another marriage, rabbinic marriage, do we not give this option of opting out of the marriage? Answer the Gemara, Kain, Tapa, Kufiyam, Mouth, Mimli, Vlenasbi. If you allow them to opt out of the marriage, they're not going to get married. The men won't marry these women. Why? Simple. What's the chil between the ketana and a chereshes? So jump to the top, Rashi. It's very simple. Ketana, she's only can opt out for the couple of years since she becomes a gedela. So the guy knows he's got to behave for a couple of years. He's on trial for a couple of years. He can live that way and make sure that she opts in, and then they're married happily ever after. They stay married. Whereas a chereshes, if every single second he's married to her, she always has the option to opt out forever. There's not gonna be any deadline to when she can opt out. So people are gonna want to marry in the first place. They don't want to be in such a matzav where the wife can opt out at any time, and therefore it's going to come be to a detriment. We're sacking a marriage for chareshes in order to be able to be married, at least at a rabbinic level. You're going to, by giving her the option of being mamayim whenever she wants, it's going to take away any suitors. No one's going to want to marry her. Says the Gemara, Umayshna, Ketana Dachal B'Tshuma. Why by Ketana? Is she able to eat truma? So we're going to jump right now over here. That's going to be more, the Gemara is going to elaborate further later, a little bit, get into the topic. Are we talking about truma drabbanan, truma deraisa? But we're going to jump in right now because Rashi is of the opinion over here. It's Rashi, it's also the some other Shainim. They were talking about truma drabbanan. A ketana in its rabbinic marriage is able to eat truma drabbanan. Why is it? Why is she able to eat truma drabbanan? Other Shainim do argue. There's a Rashba who's hold that the Gemara is conversation. The Gemara is going to connect it to katan eichel nevelos and to other Lashainis that would seem to indicate that we are perhaps talking about Truma even Daraisa. That's a Rashba and Zasugya, but we're going to learn Rashi Taisvis that we're talking about Truma Darabanan over here. So, Mashnach Tana Dachl B'Truma, why is Tana able to eat Truma Darabanan? Umashnach Chabreshus Dachl B'Truma, why is the Chabreshus cannot eat even Truma Darabanan? To Tana, we learned in the Mishnah. Hey, Rechman Gadda Chabreshus Yasiya Avia. Rechman Gadda said testimony this we had in the Mishnah about the Chabreshus whose father married her, she writes a get, that she can be divorced, she can set down the marriage with a get, and about a Tana Basisrael, this is the Kayan who's married to Kayan, she has B'Truma, she gets Truma. Now, it's very clear. Diak in the Hades of Rechman Gadda, he spoke to the Chereshes that her father married off about being Eitz with the Get, and then when he wants to speak about Truma, he switched. He could have said a Chereshes that married a Kayan that should eat Truma. He doesn't say that. A Katana that married his Kayan can eat Truma. He switched to Katana because it's pretty clear a Chereshes cannot eat Truma. So we're inferring it from the Lashon of Rabbi Rechman Gadda. I'm not sure if you pointed out yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, when we had the Mishnah of Rabbi Rechman Gadda discussing about the Dinim of a Cheresh and a Chereshes, but there's a beautiful Maimar Chazal, that Rabbi Yechim ben Gadda had, I think we did speak about it, had children who were Harashim. His own children were Harashim, and he treated them regular, and he made sure to try to bring them up regular and educate them regular, and he used to sit in the front of the shir by whoever was the Tana in those days, whoever was Magid Shir, and the Magid Shir was so nisbal from their dedication that he davened that they should be healed, and when they were healed, they were found to be tremendous Talmid Chachamim. I mean, they knew everything they had to learn. Even though they were Cherish till now, they were deaf mute, and they were just sitting there going through the motions, it seemed like. They actually knew. They knew an amazing amount of Torah. The Bible must bring out that, you know, that obviously it's someone's job to always maximize the potential of each child, even with the shortcomings, even with the special needs. But the Asaidas really relates to, this is what we spoke out, to the Psaq we spoke out from Rirashiv. The Cherish wasn't a Psaq that it's not a Psaq, a Gzeris, a Kusav, that he's not considered a Bardas. The Mitzias typically is a Cherish, can't hear, can't communicate, a deaf mute, and therefore he's not going to be Bardas, but theoretically, it's not Pshat, there's a guarantee he's not a Bardas. So if you have somebody to determine that he's a proper Bardas, then Lechur, all these Dinim wouldn't apply. All these Dinim of Cheresh treating him as non-Bardas doesn't apply if you know for sure he is indeed a proper Bardas. An interesting, very interesting point to keep remembering. And especially with more ways to communicate with the Cheresh, it would Lechur change this concept. Okay, says Gemara further, so why was the Ketana can eat Chuma? Whereas the Cheresh cannot eat Chuma? Says Gemara, we see from this very clearly both things in this Mishnah. Both a Ketana could eat Chuma and then a Chereshes could not eat Chuma. Says Gemara, Gzeres Shem Yachal, Cheresh B'Chereshes. We're scared that in a marriage of a Cheresh to Chereshes, which is a rabbinic marriage, we're scared that they're going to lead to eating Chuma Deraisa. He's going to feed his rabbinic wife Chuma Deraisa. V'Leichel, no. And if he feeds her, what's the big deal? Katan Echel Veilsu. Just like a Katan Zana Bardas is a mitzvah, you don't have to stop him from eating Nevelos. So too, this Chereshes will be a Katan, Kilo a Katan, eating Nevelos. What's the big deal? Says Gemara, because we're scared a case where the Kayan, who's a Cheresh, is going to feed his wife, who's only a rabbinic marriage, who's a Pikachas. Let's say Cheresh scores and marries a Pikachas like a wife, and he's going to feed her Truma, and she's not a Ketana, so to speak. She is competent. She's not considered like a Labardas. That's not considered a Ketana Echel Nevelos, and that'll be a problem. Says Gemara, fine. The Cheresh Pikachas Nami. Now you realize, by the way, that it seems to be a Gzeir. The Gzeir, Ritva says Kul Chot Gzeir. We're saying that a Cheresh can't feed his Cheresh wife Truma, who's the Israelis, he's a Kayan. Why? Up to a case where he's going to feed his Pikachas wife Truma. That would seem to be Gzeira, but Ritva says, Kulachad Gzeira. Says Mar still, V'cheresh Pikachas Nami, Lechel B'Truma D'Rabbanan, a Cheresh male married to Pikachas woman, let her at least eat Truma D'Rabbanan, Gzeira D'Masa, Lechel Truma D'Raisa. That's simple. We understand that's Gzeira. If you allow Truma D'Rabbanan, you can make him eat Truma D'Raisa, and therefore we say he cannot even eat Truma D'Rabbanan because it could lead to feeding her Truma D'Raisa, which is obviously a problem. What's the difference by Ketana where she is entitled to Ksuva? Why is the Ketana entitled to Ksuva and the Chereshes is not entitled to Ksuva? The Gemara explains, first Gemara says the reason, because if you're going to make her obligate by Chereshes to Ksuva, people won't jump to marry her. We wanted to get married. So we wanted to get married, therefore we take away the obligation for Ksuva in order that people should marry faster. Jumps into Taisvis, says third Taisvis. The fourth taisa, second from the bottom. Dim Kane, Mimla Masmila, Vimashum Shlaite Kalban Evlatia. What about the famous cloud that a woman's not gonna be married without a ksuva? Because if she's ever married without a ksuva, it's like a bias nose. Because why? Because it's easy for the husband to divorce her. She's not saying, it's easy for the husband to divorce her. So why are we over here? So taisa, just two words. We're not cheshish. Lechosh chacham l'kach. Chacham weren't worried about Avir. Why not? Why the chacham not worried about protecting the chereshes with a ksuva? Why are they not worried? L'chor, the answer is built in the Gemara. Because people are not going to go marry her. Meaning, what's the whole point? Why? Yeah, the masakin for not Isha. Oh, question, by the way. We call masakin v'ish ksuva is ksuva not the raisa, and maybe the masakin amount. A separate discussion. But what's the reason why the Chumim said that you must have a ksuva in order to be married, in order to shouldn't be kalvei nevatzia, in order to be easy to just divorce her? It's going to create problems in marriage because she's always going to be on wit's end that maybe I do anything wrong, he's just going to divorce me instantly. So he gives you some layer of protection. It's better to be married without a layer of protection than to not be married at all. The whole point of the ksuva is to protect her in that marriage. Fine, but if you're not going to be married, then what's the point? So l'chora, that's what we're saying. Mimni v'leinaf laskal, not going to marry in the first place, and therefore it's kedai to not have a ksuva and have her be married, and not to have marriage for the chereshes at all. Uktana melon is a ksuva. The marriage is so a ktana. We said, gets a ksuva. Chereshes starts, we said, because otherwise not going to marry the chereshes. How do you know ktana gets a ksuva? Says the marriage to Tanan, we know it from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a memenis, a girl that does mian, or she's a marriage to a shniyadik marriage. That's iser. Memenis is a ketana marriage. Of course, if you don't know memenis at this point, we're in trouble. Memenis is she opts out of the marriage. She's not going to be talta ksuva. A shniya, a iser erva drabanan, eilus or eilus, which is like a mekachtayus. In all three of these cases, in the ksuva, they're not talta ksuva. Aval yetsa beget, but she is yetsa beget. Aval yetsa beget. Uktana. Av yetsa beget, uktana, she can even go out with a get, even though she's a ktana, she can still receive a get, but the point is she does need a get. She has a ksuva, but she does need a get. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have paused it. Av yetsa beget, uktana yesh a ksuva. And a regular ktana, obviously, she needs a ksuva. It's pretty clear, actually, from the fact that he's saying when a girl does mian, she doesn't get a ksuva, that's, you can infer from there that if she didn't do mian, right, if her husband sends her out, she would get a ksuva. She's entitled to ksuva, even though she's a ktana, she's indeed entitled to ksuva. The chereshes no longer a ksuva. How do you know chereshes not entitled to ksuva? We said she's not entitled to ksuva. We said the reason was because we want people to marry her, and people will refrain from marrying her if she is entitled to ksuva. But how do we know she's not entitled to ksuva? The Tanya. Cheresh, we gave the reason. What's the source? Cheresh for sheita shenosu pikras. If you have a cheresh and a sheita that married pikras, they married healthy women, again, it's marriage, rabbinic marriage, afa bishas baka cheresh, even if they becomes healthy, the cheresh now becomes healthy, could talk. Mishpat ha-shefa. Ashaita, and the Shaita becomes sane now. Ein lam alem klum. The wives have no claim because the marriage wasn't a real marriage till now, and therefore they have no taina of a ksuva on the cheresh or the Shaita, is a rabbinic marriage at best, but there's no taina of a ksuva against the Shaita or cheresh, even though now they're no longer cheresh or Shaita, the marriage was done as a cheresh or Shaita. However, Rotzel Kaim, if they decide to stay together, now that he's sane and he's healthy, he's competent, the wife certainly going to stay together. If they decide together they want to remain married, then remaining married now entitles her to ksuva. How much of ksuva? The marriage points out, yesh ksuva mana. She's entitled to ksuva mana, which is the almana ksuva, not masayim, because she's no longer a basula, because she had already been married to him in the past. Ironically enough, even though he was the one that made her a non-basula, still, that marriage was rabbinic, and now only now is it morphing into a drastic marriage, only now is he chayv ksuva, and only be the small ksuva, namely the mana. What if a pikech that married a chereshes or a sheita? Afa pi afilu kasa la mana. A healthy man marries a chereshes or a sheita, which is the rabbinic marriage, but he himself is healthy. If he writes her a ksuva of 100 mana, it's 100 times what you give to an almana at least. 50 times you give to regular psula. Ksuva's kamas, ksuva is going to be kayim. Why? He wants to go through his money. He wants to spend that money. Kol kavod. Time of the ratzah, but it's very clear why she ties the ksuva. The lashon is, because he wants to spend that money. The diak is, he didn't want to spend that money, unless she wouldn't get a ksuva at all. Why is that? The reason we said before already, Tim K, Mimlev and Asbila. The reason why, if he doesn't want to give her ksuva, he doesn't give her ksuva at all, because Chereshes has very little leverage. They want to get married. We want them to get married. And if they have to give a ksuva, perhaps they'll refrain from marrying her. So we say that they can be married without a ksuva, which will cause people to marry her faster. Yachi, Pikachas Lacheresh, Lutakal Ksuva. Ask them 1 second. So go the opposite way. In the case before, we said a healthy woman married to Cheresh is not entitled to ksuva. If he becomes healthy, and then they want to stay married, then she gets a ksuva. But what calls money is a cherish, she wasn't entitled to ksuva. Say the same thing. Say that we should be misakin that she's entitled, the pikachas is entitled to ksuva, in order, and meaning the presumption is that he's the one that's more desperate, he's a cherish, and she's a pikachas, so make him pay a ksuva in order to be able to have the privilege to marry her. Says the misakin la ksuva, dim ke mimle maspe, you should be misakin ksuva, because otherwise the women are not going to marry, these healthy women will not marry these deaf mute men unless they get a ksuva. Gemara says not true. Famous idea. Yeser me ish reis lisa ish reis lanase. More than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. We have the famous Gemara, we had a Kedushin, Tavla Mesev Tandu, Mila Mesev Amalusa. A woman's better, Tavdu means that she says a pair. A woman would rather be a pair than be alone as an almana, even if the pair is whoever. It doesn't make a difference how the level of the husband. A woman is very willing to marry, we'll call it to marry down, so to speak, because she's much more desperate to get married, whereas a man typically wants to marry what we'd call, so to speak, marrying someone she considers marrying up, because he's much less desperate to get married. And still today, I guess the biggest mashia you could say is that the young girls, they make believe when they play house about getting married, and young boys make believe about being Superman or some other fireman or something else more exciting. But for some reason, marriage is not something that a young boy is usually thinking about. It's natural. It's our nature. Hahu cherish. There was a cherish. Who's living in the neighborhood of Malkiah? Ansbe itse. Malkiah married him to a wife. And he wrote a ksuva 400 zuz. So he married off the cherish to a woman, and he pledged a ksuva 400 zuz. Amarava. We just said a minute ago that a cherish doesn't have to pay a ksuva at all necessarily to a wife. And here he's pledging 400 zuz. Amarava machak Ramalkiyai to Gavraba, who is smart like Ramalkiyai, who was a Gavraba, meaning Rav has explained the actions. Kasavar either a shifcha l'shamshay. If this cherish needed a shifcha, he had to go buy a shifcha to take care of him and serve his needs. Milas aminina. Would we not have taken from his assets as the administrator over his property, administrators, we would not have taken 400 zuz to buy this shifcha. So kol shekhen hachas over here, to use the money that he has a wife, not just someone to take care of him, but a wife as well, ikatarti, you get both the benefits of marriage and the benefits of being taken care of. And by the way, ksufa is not paid up upfront. It's money he's going to owe her in the future, should he die first, should he divorce her. If she dies first, then he doesn't owe anyway. So if you spend 400 bucks in your pocket today to buy a shifcha, certainly you should spend the 400 zuz to put into ksufa the isha. That was the logic. First, I point out that Taisenta says this deek over here, gavarabahu. You can't just, any competent person can't just go for Teddy Cherish and marry him off and spend money on his behalf to marry him off or pledge a ksuva on his behalf. Dafkar Malki, who is the Avbezdin. Avbezdin is considered the Apitropis, is considered the administrator over the Yisaimim, and in this case, over the Charashim, the people who aren't but Medas. So he had the power to do that, but it wouldn't just be stam that anyone is able to, and was able to do it. There's a further discussion over here in the Sefer Avnei Eifed. He discusses whether or not, with a famous Shaila, whether Hefker Bezdin Hefker, what is the power of Bezdin? Is power of Bezdin Hefker, we just had a couple of years ago, that the husband marries his Mekadosh wife with a Kedusha Kesef, and for some reason, the Chum won't uproot the marriage, we say called Mekadosh what happens to the kesef he gave her? The mafker that money. So over there we can understand the Rabbanan said the money he gave to her was hefker, it didn't belong to him. The mafker, it doesn't, it's as if it never went from him to her. That's a simple hefker. But can hefker bez hefker also say that not only are we mafker the money from Reuven, we're makne the money into Shimon? Does hefker bez hefker have the power to be makne the money to the second party, or only to be mafker from party A, but not to be makne to party B? Our Gemara would seemingly clearly be saying that they're being makna the money to party B. We're taking the Chayrish's money, and they're being makna to the Isha. Sounds like Hefker Hefker works more than just being mafkir, but actually being makna. Says the Avne Eifed, no, because we just said from the same idea for Tezyantim. Because Bezin is the Apitropis, the Aviyam, Shel Yisayim, and Vecharashim, so they have the power. It's not Hefker Bezin Hefker. You have to come on to Hefker Bezin Hefker over here. They're considered administrators over this estate, and therefore they're able to do it without the power of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Okay, says more further. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Shmuel. Eishes Cherish, Ein Chayav Lama Shemash Tali. If one has relations with a married Cherish's wife. So the Shaila is basically, how do we treat this wife? Is it considered maybe a Safik marriage Daraisa? Or is it 100% not a marriage Daraisa? It's only Darabanan. And therefore, it won't even need Nash Mutali. So Rav Chiya, there's going to be two versions of the statement. The first version of Shmuel's statement is, there's no Chiya of Ashim Tali because it's not even a Suffolk marriage deraisa. Lema se'ele, it's migraya to the statement of Shmuel for the following Mishnah. Chamish la yitzroimu, five people shouldn't separate chuma v'mitzru. Even itarimu, if they took chuma, inshumas chuma, chuma zachal. Elohim, here the five people, chere shayt v'katan, ba'atir mashen shloi, one takes chuma on that which is not his. So even if he does it, but he has zachal, he has no power. And a guy takes chuma on behalf from the produce of a yid. Afilu b'rishus Yisrael, that case is even rishus. The case before was a yid on a yid without rishus. Here's a guy on a yid, even with rishus. In all five of these cases, ain't chuma. Doesn't belong to me, even with that when it's rishus, or by guy even with rishus, the chuma is nachal. One of the cases over there was a cherish, and we're saying the chuma even post facto is nachal, even like masafik. So we see he's not a bardas, even masafik deraisa has no din of bardas. Says Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Who don't care blazer? That mishnah that's split by chuma over there, it goes like a blazer. Chuma is cherish, the chuma of a cherish should not go to chulin, meishu safik. the Chum of Chirish, Shinako Lechulin, because it is a suffix, Adrabah. Meaning, maybe Shmuel holds that the Chirish, the Chuma is Mesafik, is Mesafik treated like a, it can't go to Chulin. Mesafik is treated like as if it has status. And therefore, the Mishnah in Chumas, that seems to say that, the Mishnah in Chumas seems to say that the Chirish has no Das Bechlau, is not necessarily a riot to Shmuel's Lach. Shmuel is saying that a Chirish, the one who's Mezana with his wife, is not Chavash Betali. Shmuel himself subscribes to Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. He subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's funny. We don't have a clear riot. We didn't mean riot that Shmuel subscribes to this, but we're suggesting that perhaps the Gabe Truma, Shmuel subscribes to the opinion that there is a suffix that maybe is a bar das, and the Truma will not go to the Chulin. Maybe he doesn't like the Mishnah, rather he also like the Braisa. And therefore, that can't be the explanation of Shmuel. Says Amar, no, he's feeling Krabbe Lezer, Ashton Am Chayev. If he feels Krabbe Lezer, then he should be Chayev Ashtoli by the case of Znus. Answers the Gemara, no, because being a chetichas, being a chetichas. I can give you another explanation, Shmuel. The reason why Shmuel is saying is no chayiv of Ashram Toli is because there's a sheet that holds of Ashram Toli. One's not chayiv for every time there's a suffix. Let's say a person eats chayiv by accident in Deraisa, he's chayiv achatas. If he's not sure, he's chayiv Ashram Toli. But there's a mandam that says only if he's not sure from one piece amongst two pieces. It has to be chetichas, mishtei chetichas. But stamzai on one piece of suffix, if it's chayiv or not, and one eats it, he's not going to be chayiv in Ashram Toli. It's got to be chetichas, mishtei chetichas. So to this woman, it's a suffix if this chayirish is a biblical marriage or not. It's chetichas, not chetichas. And therefore, that's why maybe it's part of Ashram Toli, nothing to do with it being a non-suffix deraisa. In fact, tomorrow, me by blazer, chetichas, mishtei chetichas. But it does blazer only chetichas, mishtei chetichas. Fatanya blazer, aimer. Kai, chayiv al chalboy, Ashram Toli. Kai is this animal, suffix, behem, suffix, chaya. And he says, chayiv for the chayiv, Ashram Toli. Now, with this, there's no two pieces. It's just a suffix, whether it's Vayim or Chaya. Suffix if it's Chayiv Chayiv over there or not. And he says, Chayiv Ashram Toli. Says more simple. Shmuel Savak Kareb Lazar Bechata, Palaka Bechata. Shmuel holds a blazer in one, argues him in another. So Shmuel Taka holds that Ashram Toli perhaps is only when you have Chetichas Vechetichas. And that's when one's Mezana with a wife of a Chayrish, he doesn't bring Ashram Toli because maybe it is a suffix deraisa, but it's not a Chetichas Vechetichas, but Shmuel could really hold that it's still a suffix deraisa, and therefore by Truma, he would hold that the suffix, the Truma of a Chayrish would be considered at least a suffix Truma deraisa. Now there will be the opposite version. Mikadami, some say, Amr Abchia, Amr Barashi, Amr Shmuel, Eishes Chayrish, Chayav Na Ashtoli. There is a Chayav Ashtoli if one has relations with the wife of a Chayrish. Why? Because even though it seemed, we're not sure if it's a marriage deraisa, even though till now we've been saying it's a rabbinic marriage, there's a suffix at least that's a deraisa marriage. Maybe it's a bardas. Mezvei. We ask, instead of being a raya from the Pesach of Chuma, we bring a kasha from the Mishnah over there of Chuma. Chamish, Leit Chuma, five shouldn't take Chuma. One of them, and if they take Chuma, Chuma's nachal, and one of them is a cherish, we see it's nachal b'chlal. Isn't that a clear raya that's nothing on a deraisa level? Savla Kerblazer, Shmuel Kerol Kerblazer says, who argues, who says, speaks the Baisa that says that over there by Chuma it is Chal, under a Mesafik at least, he can't be Meitzel Chulun, it is Chal, Shmuel called like that opinion, that we are worried that perhaps it is Midaraisa, the act of Chirish, does have status, which is going to be the focus again of this next Shaila, Rashi. My type of Lazar. This idea of Rabbi that there's a tzad that the Chirish is, his action does have status. So when he's married, the wife is considered wife. The chuma is considered chuma. What's the svart? What's the vart? Nifshap shitle the chirish daite klishtu, umi misafkli idaite tlusa. Eli daite tlusa tapa meis, ulaylum chada daite. Is it the pshat that the chirish doesn't fluctuate? He has one level of das. And the shalosh just is, we treat him typically as if he's not a bar das, but maybe he's got enough das that the marriage is takachal deraisa, maybe it's enough das, and the chuma is chal deraisa. Is it a low level of das? We know for sure it's weaker, but it's still enough to affect the Raisa Dika Chalesim of Truma and of marriage. Is that what's going on over here? Or no? The idea is that a Chirish is typically not a Bardas, but he has moments where he's a Bardas. He has moments where his Das clarifies. Says the Mara, Dilma, or no, Pshitle, it's Pasha Daita Klishte Vlad Daita Lucy. Normally his Das is weak and he doesn't have a clear Das, and therefore his capacity for the Raisa would not be in existence. Hacharitama, keep it the Eatam Chalam Vitam Shaita. Sometimes he gets mentally. He's considered competent. Sometimes he's not. L'man afkamino, safkamino. Let's see, ish to beget. It's to send out his wife for the get. Let's see, this chayrish gets married. The case, he gets married. So in the Mishnah, we had said he can divorce with a get, but that all works if his level's always the same. If his level's always the same, so whatever level he was when he got married, he's the same level now that he wants to get divorced. He's mitzir machlas b'remiza, mitzir b'remiza, all is good. But if you hold that the sheita, his levels could change, we have to be chayshish that maybe at the time of the marriage he had the proper level of a bar das, and it's a real good marriage, and now he wants to get divorced. It's not a good level, and that's going to be a problem. Says Gemara, if he saves one das, then kiddushin kach yerushin, and he could get divorced. He could certainly have kiddushin of a gerish lamed megarish. He can't get divorced. Kiddushin he could do because either it's a rice marriage or it's a rabbinic marriage, but he can get married. Whereas gerish he can't do because maybe he's divorcing with abdas, a marriage that happened with us, my. So what is Taka the logic of Lozer to figure out this? Then take, we leave it Amrazal. The Shtat, let's see a few lines. The Shtat, we said that if she became a Shaita, then after they got married, a Pikech married a Pikachas, a marriage to Raisa, and then she became a Shaita, she cannot get divorced. Even though a Pikech marries a Pikachas, and she becomes a Cherish, she could get divorced. But a Shaita, we say, can't get divorced. Why? Amar Bitzot Vartar, Shaita Miskavashas, really mean a Tar, she could get divorced. Me David Pikachas, Bakarcha. Just like a regular Pikech married to Pikachas. She gets divorced against her will. So, if you don't need her das anyway, you don't need her consent, then you can give a get to a Shaita as well. Umata Mamar in a Megashas, why do we say that the Shaita cannot get divorced? We don't want people to be negative with the Shaita and Minikhafkar. Hey, Chidami, yes, what's the case? Even if the das to Shmargita, if the case was she knows how to watch her get, if you das to Shmats, she knows how to watch herself, Minag Minikhafkar. She knows how to watch herself. So what do you mean that we know you mean Hefker? Ella, the case is the Enya Delish Risk, Legit Vlasma, she can't watch herself or the get, then the get's not a good get, Pachlal. It's for a Tarsha discretion. You tell me that my Tarsha can get divorced. That's not true. For Amar Dwe Banai, for Nasim Biyad, the Allah, the Pasuk says by get, you should put it into her hand. Mishesh Yadagash Atma, Yasazu, Shay Yadagash Atma. It's gotta be a woman that has das to accept the get and understand what it means that she has to watch herself and watch the get. If she doesn't have that yad to watch the get and watch herself, then she can't be divorced anyway. So what's this business of that we said that this is for a Tarsha, but the rice that could be a get, but the Abundant said no get, what's the case? Further on the same topic, it comes to tell you that when Vishalcha means only a woman who gets sent out and remains sent out, she understands what get means, can be divorced. If she keeps coming back, even after the get, then she can't be divorced in the first place. So what are you telling me, that there's a woman who can receive a get to Reisa on a Reis level, but the Rabbanan said not because they can be nug minigefker. Says Gemara, the middle case, we didn't entertain that possibility. She knows how to watch a get, and she knows what it means to be divorced, but she doesn't know how to watch her body from people taking advantage. In that case, she would be able to receive a get to Yadasa Shmagita because she could watch her get. For Amra, Rabbanan came along and said, Leilifka, don't send around a get. In order that people shouldn't be nugged with her minigefker. Amra, by taking Amis, talking about doing this interpretation of the Mishnah. Yitani Gavi today, Gavi Dida, by her it says, Nishtatis Leyaitzi. When she becomes a Shaita, she can't be sent out. So Gavi today, what does it say? Leyaitzi Ilamis. Lush of Elamis is a little starker when he's a Shaita. What's the difference? Why, by when he's a Shaita, you say Elamis, and by you don't say Elamis? The difference is simple. Because when she's a Shaita, she really can still get divorced. It's rabbinic she's going to get divorced. We don't say the word Elamis. When he's a Shaita, he can't give a get even on the Dreis level, and therefore the mission employs the word Elamis. We'll pause over here and caught up a bit. Sorry, I went a little fast today, but we have to catch up. Have a wonderful day.